It occurred to us that of the hundreds of thousands of people who listen to the Kirk Minahan Show every day, every week, that not all of them are following us on social media and might be wondering where the show is this week. So Blind Mike and I are here to just pop in for a quick update. This won't be a long show or even an episode of the Kirk Minahan Show, but we just wanted to fill you guys in with what's going on I guess it was Saturday. On Saturday, Kirk texted us early in the morning that
7 a.m.
He has been having some mental health issues, that some of the, I guess, similar things as to what led to him being off the airwaves of WEEI, and that he's going to be seeking treatment. We know at this point just about as much as the Minifans know. We just are pulling for Kirk and hoping that he gets better, gets healthy, and we'd like to be back here doing the show. But at this point, we don't know whether we're looking at being, on a hiatus, as Kirk put it in his tweet, for weeks or months. I don't really know what the future looks like. I texted with Kirk a little bit yesterday. No real update to provide on anything. He was just checking in. I think Mike's been great stepping up and pushing out some content on the YouTube channel. So if there's a void in your life for Kirk Minahan Show related
disappointing
content.
Disappointing for people. Jesus Christ. Well,
the way I'd like to put it is the show, Kirk Minahan Show, is kind of like heroin and you're like shitty diluted methadone.
There we go. You know? I like that.
You know, so it's not going to get you high, but it might get you through the day and prevent you from having a crisis of your own.
Yeah, I'll take it.
So if you're looking for a little bit of methadone, Mike, go over to the YouTube channel. There's a bunch of stuff coming out of there. I've talked with DEC and MHB. I know that they're going to crank up some of the Minifan content, so you can expect more episodes. If you haven't already, go to look up the Minifan Show, subscribe to that, and he'll be putting out episodes. And we're also kind of some of the listeners have decided to go back to the beginning of the podcast and listen all the way through. And there are some gems being discovered from that too. So I think today is day three. We'll probably release this, I think, at midnight tonight. Okay. So you'll be on day four. So just follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, go to YouTube, search for Kirk Minahan Show on YouTube, and just follow us along, and we'll try to update you guys as much as we can. And a lot of people have reached out asking how they can help. As much as it sucks, there's really not a lot you can do to help.
I mean, you can still support the show as far, like, I think Kirk would appreciate still supporting the sponsors that have been good to him, like Milton's in particular. There's going to be a shirt too, right?
Yeah, we're working on a shirt with Barstool that we're going to put out, and we're going to partner with a charitable organization, a nonprofit that works in the mental health space. So that's something that we'll be looking to do, but just follow the social media. We'll keep you guys updated as much as we can. I don't know. Do you have anything else, Mike?
The question I've gotten a lot is, why don't we put out what we're doing on YouTube on a different RSS feed or something like that? Because a lot of people can't necessarily watch on YouTube all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we could look at doing. Okay. I think we would probably just partner with DEC maybe and use the Minifan channel, since people have already subscribed to that. But okay. I talked with Kirk a little bit after the tweet went out, and we decided that the best thing would be to just leave the RSS feed alone. I do have to say that Barstool's been amazing throughout this. I mean, just publicly and behind the scenes, nothing but support from those guys. KFC and Big Cat both reached out. They wanted to know if they could help us, fill in on the podcast or do something like that. And Kirk and I both kind of thought that, that'd be great. But, our advertisers, Milton's especially, have been really understanding about how this is unfolding. And I don't know, it's not like there's a manual or a playbook written as to how you're supposed to handle right. One of these situations.
And I've talked to Big Cat about some of the other Barstool people maybe doing something that I'm working on. So like they'll be helping in some way, but yeah, just not on the podcast, I guess.
Yeah. So I guess the only other thing that remains to be said is what a fucking dumb text you had back to Kirk.
Me?
Yes.
I felt like, so bad.
All time dumb text message.
You're saying the one in the group, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The group message.
So
like,
I felt
like
so bad that I sent another one. I made it 10 times worse. I sent another long one.
No.
Personally.
No.
And said, hey, just so you know, well, you've been such a help to me. God.
Oh, man.
I made his life 10 times worse that
day. Oh, God. God. You just, whatever break this was, you just extended it.
It went from cold, like ice cold, where I just said like get well soon or something, to like, you're such an inspiration to me. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything you do for me.
Hold on a second. I got to look this up. So he sends us this really long text message, yeah, just explaining the situation, telling us what he's going to do, how we should operate going forward, saying Mike should continue to do the excellent Mike and the Minifans you did, yes, on Saturday night. And Mike's response is, good luck. Take care of yourself. Hope all is well. Quite obviously, things are not well. He's like, I've been thinking about killing myself and I'm going to seek treatment. Yeah, and your response is,
get well.
No.
Get well
no,
soon.
No, you didn't say get well soon. You said, well, hope all is well.
You know what I mean.
I can't believe that you doubled down on it.
Oh, I went way over the top in the next one. So I'm sure you hated that even more.
But, oh, well, I mean, in your defense,
I was at David Ortiz's house.
You were?
I was at David Ortiz's with Jared Robbins and Steve Peralt harassing me, so I didn't know what to do. I did say, I should throw this in, that Jared asked me why we were leaving early, and I said, well, you'll see later. And I realized afterward that he didn't know, he goes, what? I think he thought I rigged David Ortiz's house with explosives or something.
Oh,
he had no idea what I meant. I was like, oh, you'll see.
And I also have to say that the first thought that occurred to me, I was like, oh my God. I mean, the Periscope on Friday sucked, but it wasn't that bad, Kurt.
But hey, at least he got one last haircut story in before we left.
Yeah, he did. He did. So I guess that's where things stand right now. Don't think that we'll be putting out anything on the RSS feed, the podcast feed, unless it's Kirk's voice. Again, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I think we've got the first episode of the Robinson Report is going to be up there pretty soon, talking about the Super Tuesday results and some boring political stuff. I don't know, Mike, you got anything else?
I'm very
anything
excited.
Else in the hopper?
I tried that call-in show yesterday, and it actually went well. Great.
Yeah, it went
so
pretty well.
I think I'll do that once or twice a week.
You got called out for making fun of a Minifan in your very first call.
Yeah.
That must have made you feel like an asshole.
Well, I'm glad. I didn't really know how to respond. John Stewart reared his ugly head.
See, that's
beautiful. He's a beautiful man.
When you allow callers, it brings a new level of accountability, yes, to the operation.
I'm working on some stuff with MHB, maybe Turtle Boy, maybe some Boston radio personalities, maybe former presidents.
Okay.
And then some Barstool people as well. So we're trying to get as much stuff as we can up there. And Mike and the Minifans will still be up there as well.
All right. Well, I can't think of anything else we need to update people on. We appreciate all of the Minifans, the support that you've shown. I know that Kirk does. The response has been overwhelming. I can't tell you how many people have reached out to me privately or to the show account and saying, look, you know, we're pulling for Kirk. He's, you know, helped me with my own issues, the way he was, I guess, open and honest about it has really helped a lot of people work through their own situation. And I know that in situations like this, sometimes it can be, for lack of a better term, triggering for people, that if you've, you know, had some mental health issues of your own, this stuff can kind of make it worse. So I'll just give out a number really quick for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's 800-950-6264. And they're an organization that we're looking at partnering with to raise some money through t-shirts. So if you're, you know, having mental health issues of your own, there are people that can talk to you. You can reach out to them and, you know, things get better. But it helps to talk about it. If that's anything, any lesson that we've learned from Kirk's situation is that it only gets worse if you don't talk about it and if you keep it bottled up inside. So 800-950-6264 for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And I think on that great note, we'll end the what I'm sure will be a fantastic episode in the history of the Kirk Minifan Show.
Yeah,
I'm sure people will love this one.
I'm glad you brought up the text because we gave him something.
Yeah, just a little reminder that Blind Mike's an asshole. All right, we'll talk to you on the other side.
Goodbye.
This was pretty reprehensible. I don't know how it can be anybody's idea of humor.